This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2653. Reset your internal filter and focus on positive opportunities. And time to embrace change and be delighted by disruption. Both by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. Hello, old friend. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. There are no interviews on this podcast. It's not really a typical podcast, just me narrating some amazing blogs. And I have two posts for you today, actually, both from Rosalind Palmer. So let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Reset your internal filter and focus on positive opportunities by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. I recently splashed out on a new computer. My old one was 7 years old and really showing the strain. And as this is an essential piece of business for me, I dug deep. Now a shiny new orange Mac sits on my desk. The old one was near its memory capacity and kept crashing when I downloaded things. Every time this happened, I started to think about how we are rather like computers, as we can overload when we try to download too much at once. Did you know that we can be bombarded by over 14 million bits of information at any time? To cope with this, we have a filter system called the Reticular Activating System, RAS, that is a collection of nerves in our brainstems. It is a portal through which nearly all information enters the brain. It filters out unnecessary stuff so that what we need to focus on gets through. Like all systems designed to help us, it can also have its drawbacks. This is the reason why when you decide to be different and buy a yellow car and take it out on the road, you see yellow cars everywhere. It's the reason that an exhausted mother will snap awake when her child starts to whimper, or why you are in a crowd but suddenly very aware that your name has been mentioned across the room. At a basic level, the RAS will respond to your name, anything that is a threat, and information that is needed immediately. However, from our primeval hardwiring, it also responds to novelty and looks for the new. For example, you enter a room and spot something different or out of place. Great when you had to notice what was different to survive, but not so great when you're trying to relax at home and keep seeing things that need fixing. My regular mantra to my partner is, look for what is right and not what is wrong, as having seen active service, he is primed to look out for what is amiss. The RAS seeks data that validates your beliefs. So if you believe that all dogs are vicious, you can walk down a road and not see the 10 sweet dogs that don't correspond to your filter, but your RAS goes on red alert as you pass the one that's growling, thus reinforcing your initial belief. At its worst, prejudice can develop. People see what they believe and disregard the rest. Even a heated debate on the radio or television will see people not change their views or let new information into their filter. As with all things, understanding is power. So understand your RAS and reset it for better results. This is called establishing your intent. It is rather like a goals or resolutions list. By setting your intention for what you want to filter in, for example, beauty in nature or people doing kind things, your RAS will help you focus on such a way that you meet the people, find the information, and become open to the opportunities you desire. Time to embrace change and be delighted by disruption by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. If you're planning a rail journey at any time, you'll want to check for any disruptions to the service, especially when there may be snow or leaves on the line. Disruption is usually not seen as a good thing. After Christmas, I heard someone telling a friend about what they had done over the festive period. They ended with the words, "It was nice, but I'm happy we're all back to normal now and that disruption is over." Wait, what? What a strange way to describe a time of goodwill and joy, a time to rest and reset, a special time of the year that you probably spent weeks preparing for. What you need to recognize is that we are hardwired in the primitive parts of our brains to like patterns and habitual behaviors. Habitual equals safe. Familiar equals staying alive. This is why when a relationship ends or we are facing massive upheaval, it can feel almost as if we are facing death and destruction. To our brains, this is the case. Yet as a species, we have come a long way since the safety of our cave and tribe. At some point, someone ventured beyond the horizon and found new land, new animals, and worked out ways to deal with them. We survived because we adapted. So remembering that change is key to growth is wise. Breaking familiar patterns is essential to create different futures. The kind of people who change the world are disruptors. Many innovations came out of the Second World War in this way, jet engines, for example. The first Allied plane to use jet propulsion took flight on May 15, 1941. Though jet engines didn't really impact the war, they transformed both military and civilian transportation in the following years. Today, there are lots of disruptive innovators, a term coined by Professor Clayton Christensen at Harvard Business School. For example, Uber. They don't own any vehicles. Years ago in London, I would only get a black cab, as they were safe and the driver had the knowledge. Yet the last time I jumped into a black cab, the driver told me he was retraining as a plumber because Uber had wiped out his trade. You may be thinking, how can I change things really? Well, being a disruptor is something that ordinary people can do. Like George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, you may need an angel or at least a gift of perspective to realize just how much you have impacted positively those around you. We are all capable of this sort of disruption. To get familiar with it, you can start small. Start by stopping resisting change or seeing things that are different as chaotic. Change your vocabulary about what is happening. Instead of saying it was disruptive, perhaps say it was different or made a welcome change. You will win at life if you believe you can handle what's on your plate and change your view and vocabulary about events, even different messy occasions like Christmas or moving home. You will be amazed at the possibilities it can open. You just listened to the posts titled, "Reset Your Internal Filter and Focus on Positive Opportunities," and "Time to Embrace Change and Be Delighted by Disruption," both by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Rosalind. She made that analogy that how we're very much like computers. And that's something I'm reminded of pretty frequently myself. We're constantly processing. We sleep or power down like our computers. Sometimes we need parts replaced. We both get viruses. and our lives are finite. Most of us know what helps or hurts our computers, and sometimes we treat our computers better than we treat ourselves. And also, like computers, sometimes we need a reset or new training or new update to maximize our potential. Being aware of that is where we have a bit of a leg up on computers, at least for now. Artificial intelligence is getting really good after all. And as for the second post, it's a tough one. As Rosalind mentioned, we're wired to like habits and routine. It's what made us survive for so long. But with the benefits come the drawbacks of getting stuck and not making progress when, in order to progress, we have to embrace change and new situations. I think we all know this intuitively, but yet we still resist. Again, being aware of this is key though, so at least we can catch ourselves when it happens and adjust accordingly. So do adjust. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Rosalind for the posts. Wishing you a wonderful day and middle of the week if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.